Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Shadow, a company affiliated with and funded by Acronym, which is a Democratic digital nonprofit group, was responsible for building the Iowa caucus app that contributed to delays in reporting Monday night's results in the first vote of the party's presidential race, according to sources speaking with the Huffington Post. State campaign finance records show that the Iowa Democratic Party paid Shadow more than $60,000 for website development late last year. A source says those payments were for the app that caucus site leaders were supposed to use to upload the results at their locales. In Alphabet's fourth quarter earnings report, the company revealed that YouTube generated nearly $5 billion in ad revenue in the last 3 months. This is Alphabet's first report with Sundar Pichai at the helm, who took over as CEO of the entire company late last year after co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin stepped down from day-to-day duties. Google bought YouTube in 2006 for $1.65 billion, but this is the first time that the company has broken out YouTube ad revenue numbers specifically. Google says that YouTube has more than 20 million subscribers across its premium and music premium offerings, and more than 2 million subscribers to YouTube TV. Alphabet bundles those numbers into its others category, which made up $5.3 billion last quarter and also includes Pixel phones and Google Home speakers. Twitter announced that it identified and shut down what it deemed a large network of fake accounts, as well as many others, quote, located in a wide range of countries that were abusing a bug in Twitter's Android app, letting people submit millions of phone numbers through an official API, which then returned the associated user account. In the EU, connecting a phone number is an opt-in feature, but for the rest of the world, it's opt-out. In a statement, Twitter wrote, quote, we observed a particularly high volume of requests coming from individual IP addresses located within Iran, Israel, and Malaysia. It's possible that some of these IP addresses may have ties to state-sponsored actors. MasterCard CEO Ajay Banga says that the company pulled out of Facebook digital currency project Libra over concerns over compliance and the business model. Banga says that the associated entities involved in Libra wouldn't vow to, quote, not do anything that is not fully compliant with local law, and also says, quote, all that, every time you talk to the main proponents of Libra, I said, would you put that in writing? They wouldn't. He also says he took issue with Facebook positioning Libra as a financial inclusion tool, but then proposing linking it to a proprietary digital wallet, Calibra. Facebook's Messenger Kids app now has new options for parents. Parents will now be able to see more details about who their children are messaging with, if there are video calls being made, and a history of anybody that the children have blocked. Parents will also see a log of recent images that their child has sent and received, with the option to remove and report if they're inappropriate, and can log them out of devices remotely. Parents can also download all of their child's information, like the data download feature available in the main Facebook app. The semiconductor industry suffered its worst annual slump in almost two decades in 2019, according to the Semiconductor Industry Association, saying Monday in a statement that revenue fell 12% to $412 billion in 2019. That's the biggest drop since 2001. Sales did grow slightly in the fourth quarter from the preceding three-month period. Memory chip revenue dropped 33% from 2018, led by declines in computer memory. Sales in China fell 8.7%, according to the SIA, and sales in the Americas dropped the most of any region at 24%. Google is emailing users that its backup photo service, Google Takeout, may have sent files from November 21st through November 25th of 2019 to other users by mistake, saying, quote, "Some videos in Google Photos were incorrectly exported to unrelated users' archives." Google also says that the backups made during that five-day period may be incomplete, but that the company has already resolved the issue and suggests deleting the export you made in November to make a new one. Google tells 9to5 Google that 0.01% of photo users were affected. And finally, NVIDIA has begun letting users in North America and Europe sign up for its GeForce Now service starting at $5 per month, while also offering unlimited one-hour free trials that don't require a credit card. Unlike Google, Sony, and Microsoft's similar offerings, NVIDIA supports Steam, the Epic Games Store, Battle.net, and Uplay, all running in the cloud. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.